Welcome to Miller Park in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Drew Stubbs. Batting second. The shortstop, Paul Janish. Batting third. The first baseman, Joey Votto. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Brandon Phillips. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Scott Rolen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lane Snicks. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Vladimir Balanchan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Corky Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kip Wells. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Kip Wells. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jody Jarrod. Batting second. The second baseman, Craig Counsell. Batting third. The left fielder, Ryan Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Prince Fielder. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Casey McGehee. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alcides Escobar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Braden Looper. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Braden Looper. And now, play ball. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Janish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Janish hits a pop-up towards third. McGehee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Votto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Counsell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Jarrod is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jarrod hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Votto fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Braun hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Janish scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rolen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGehee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lane Snicks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snicks hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Vladimir Balanchan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Balanchan takes first base on ball 4. Corky Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGehee takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron strikes out. one out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes McGehee. The throw from Miller and he is out, Phillips applying the tag. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kendall takes first base on ball four. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Janish scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Kip Wells is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stubbs strikes out. Two outs. Paul Janish is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Janish is 0-for-1 in the game. Janish hits a pop-up towards third. McGehee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Braden Looper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Looper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jarrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Craig Council is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Council is 0-for-1 in the game. Council hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Nix. Council reaches second base with a double. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Janish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Council moves to third. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Votto is 0-for-1 in the game. Votto takes first base on ball four. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Rowland is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rowland is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Votto moves to third. Lanes Nix is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nix is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nix strikes out. Two outs. Oladimir Balanchine batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Balanchine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Balanchine hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGehee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McGehee hits a fly ball into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kendall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kendall is hit by the pitch. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar hits a line drive towards short. Janish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Corky Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kip Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells bunts in front of the plate. Kendall fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stubbs strikes out. Two outs. Paul Janish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Janish is 0 for 2 in the game. Janish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Janish moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Reds. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Votto is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Votto is walked intentionally. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGehee juggles the ball. That's an error on McGehee. Janish moves to third. Votto moves to second. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rolen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rolen hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Braden Looper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Looper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Looper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jarrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jarrett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Reds. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Counsell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Counsell hits a fly ball into right field. Nick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Braun is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGehee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGehee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Lanes Nix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nix is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Counsell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vladimir Balanchine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Balanchine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Balanchine strikes out. Two outs. Corky Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Jarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Reds 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jared Burton now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Janish scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kendall is hit by the pitch. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 2 in the game. Escobar strikes out. There goes Kendall. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Frank Catalanato pinch hits for Braden Looper. Frank Catalanato is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Catalanato strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. David Weathers now pitching. Drew Sutton pinch hits for Jared Burton. Drew Sutton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sutton is hit by the pitch. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stubbs strikes out. 1 out. Paul Janish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Janish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Janish hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mitch Stetter now pitching. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Votto is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Votto is hit by the pitch. Sutton moves to second. Claudio Vargas now pitching. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Reds 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jarrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jarrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Votto scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jarrett for the out. 1 out. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Counsell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Counsell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braun is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Braun hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Balanchine. Braun reaches second base with a double. Counsell moves to third. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fielder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fielder is walked intentionally. Nick Massett now pitching. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGehee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGehee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Janish scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rolen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rolen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Nix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nix is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nix hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rolen moves to second. One out. Volodymyr Bolenchen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Roland. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Roland steals third. Volodymyr Bolenchen batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bolenchen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bolenchen takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Barker pinch hits for Corky Miller. Kevin Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vargas picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Vargas. Roland scores. Bolenchen moves to third. Barker moves to second. It's Reds, 3, Brewers, 3. Johnny Gomes pinch hits for Nick Massett. Johnny Gomes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gomes takes first base on ball 4. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stubbs strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Janish is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Janish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Janish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Craig Tatum now catching. Carlos Fisher now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 3 in the game. Cameron strikes out. 1 out. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Nick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 0 for 3 in the game. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 3. The Reds will come to bat. Trevor Hoffman now pitching. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Votto is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Votto hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 4 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Council settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Rowland is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rowland is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rowland hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Felipe Lopez pinch hits for Trevor Hoffman. Danny Herrera now pitching. Felipe Lopez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roland fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jody Gerrutt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gerrutt is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gerrutt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herrera fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Craig Council is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Council is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Council hits a ball on the ground towards short. Janish scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 3. The Reds will come to bat. Mike Burns now pitching. Lance Nix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nix is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nix hits a pop-up towards short. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vladimir Balanchine is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Balanchine is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Balanchine hits a fly ball into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Craig Tatum is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tatum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and has Balanchine trapped. There's the throw to Council and over to McGehee, who tags Balanchine for the out. Tatum moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Darnell McDonald pinch hits for Danny Herrera. Darnell McDonald is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McDonald hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Braun. McDonald reaches second base with a double. Tatum scores. It's 4-3, Reds. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stubbs is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Fielder picks up the ball and throws it to McGehee, who tags the runner out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Francisco Cordero now pitching. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Braun is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Braun strikes out. 1 out. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fielder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fielder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McGehee is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McGehee strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cameron is 0-for-4 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cordero fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Miller Park in Milwaukee.